beat him regularly. I mean, they punched him in the face regularly.
Lisa Ortega is the mother of Kendale Davis, a boy incarcerated at age 16 and brutalized by guards at Rikers Prison. The 130-pound youth was beaten repeatedly and put into solitary confinement for days on end.
They kicked him. They would handcuff him and hit him. They would deny him food. He was in the box most of the time he was in there, which was solitary, and he was only 16. So you don't get fed much when you're in there, if at all. You don't get to come out. Like they say, you do an hour a day. He would stay days at a time without showering or coming out. So he's a changed child. He's not the same child that went in there, and I think that the abuse that happens is rapid, and everyone knows it, and nothing becomes it.
There's no recourse, says Ortega. Who are you going to report abuse to but the guards doing the abuse, she says. Her son came home from Rikers 2 months ago. Kendale Davis is now 18 years old. Ortega says he feels like adults have abandoned him. He has no trust in adults whatsoever. He is bitter, feels worthless.
Not only physically, but mentally, the scars cannot be reversed. It's irreversible damage that's done to people on Rikers Island by the hands of the COs. And it seems like they're given a pass just to do this anytime they want with no accountability from anyone.
Youths placed in solitary, youths being beaten at Rikers. This isn't unusual, according to Jennifer Parrish. She is with the Urban Justice Center's Mental Health Project.
The people who are at Rikers Island, these are the people who are awaiting trial. Most of them have not been convicted of anything. Some of them are there serving a year or less. The rest are there because they're too poor to afford bail. That's why they're there. They're awaiting their charges. They go back and forth to court. And in the meantime, a lot of them get placed in solitary confinement. And the way that that fuels the brutality is that in those environments, the correction officers feel free to punish them further. They've determined that the people who are there are troublemakers or doing something wrong, even though you can go there for doing something as minor as possessing tobacco or writing graffiti on the walls. They will put you in solitary, but they see those people as bad. And as a result of that, they feel free to punish them. You have to have a correction escort to go everywhere within the jail, so every time there's contact with them, there's a chance for violence. And we've interviewed three young people who were brutalized in the jail in late December. These were not incidents where it's just the correction officer's word against the incarcerated person's word. These are incidents where the mental health staff witnessed them being beaten while they were handcuffed to gurneys. So this is an outrageous problem, that they would feel so brazen that they can beat people while they're in front of civilian staff and feel like they can get away with it.
Fav is with the Campaign to End the New Jim Crow out of the Riverside Church Prison Project. He says teens in jail experience different types of torture.
In solitary, there's food torture, there's recreation torture, of course, where 16-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds are kept in solitary for 23 hours a day, 22 hours a day, no programming, no schooling, which is a violation of civil rights. New York City jails actually are quite unique. They don't require any type of mental health screening. They don't require no type of mental health observation, nothing. So, and they actually have pre-hearing detention, unlike New York State, whereas you don't even have to be convicted of a ticket to go to the box. They could just suspect you and put you in the box until they determine a ticket.
Parrish says 75% of those in city jails will be released back into New York City communities.
Do we really want to be exacerbating the problems that they come into jail with, or do we want to be helping them and improving them so that they can be reintegrated into society?
The city council hearing on New York City prisons is set for March 7th at noon. Testimony is expected from the Department of Probation, Correction, Indigent Defense Services, tasked with creating a blueprint for reform, legal aid, as well as members of the public. They include former inmates, family members, and advocates for the rights of those who are incarcerated. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.